Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In a world full of constant change, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and unsure of what the future holds. But as Christians, we have a source of hope and strength that never changes, Jesus Christ. He is the ultimate game changer, who has transformed not only our lives but also the course of history. In this message, we will be looking at the power of Christ as our game changer and how his message of love, grace, and equality can inspire us to make a difference in the world. Let us turn to the Word of God and be encouraged by the transformative power of Christ as we listen. The topic is the Game Changer, and our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Today, we have someone who has made the most impact in the world. He has affected lives than anyone, and his coming to the earth has changed the destiny of man and history altogether. This is no one else than Jesus. As believers, the good news is that we have a game changer in our lives, Jesus Christ. The concept of a game changer is used in sports to describe a player or a move that completely alters the course of the game. In the same way, Jesus Christ is a game changer in our lives. He changes the game completely by offering us a new way of living, a new way of thinking, and a new way of being. The Bible is full of stories of people who were changed by encountering Jesus. In the New Testament, we see Jesus healing the sick, feeding the hungry, and forgiving sinners. He offers hope to the hopeless and freedom to the oppressed. His teachings and his life inspire people to love one another, to serve one another, and to follow God's will. One of the most powerful examples of Christ as a game changer is found in the book of Exodus. In Exodus chapter 14, we see the Israelites facing a seemingly impossible situation. They were trapped between the Red Sea and the Egyptian army. They were afraid and felt like there was no way out. But Moses told them to be still and see the deliverance that the Lord would bring. And the Lord did indeed bring deliverance. He parted the Red Sea, and the Israelites crossed over on dry land. The Egyptians pursued them, but the Lord caused the sea to close in on them, and they were all drowned. This event was a game changer for the Israelites. They saw the mighty hand of God at work, and they knew that their God was greater than any problem they would ever face. They were no longer slaves, they were free. Similarly, when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we become new creatures in Christ. Our old ways and habits are passed away, and all things become new. We are no longer bound by our past mistakes or failures. We are free to live a life that is pleasing to God. We have access to a power that is greater than any challenge we will ever face. The Apostle Paul, in his letter in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, describes this new life that we have in Christ. He writes, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. We are not the same people we once were. We have been transformed by the power of God. This transformation is not something that we can achieve on our own. It is a gift from God." In Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 9, Paul goes on to say, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Christ's death and resurrection were the ultimate game changer for humanity. Through his sacrifice, he made a way for us to be reconciled to God. We no longer have to live in fear of death or judgment. We have hope and peace in knowing that we are loved and forgiven by God. Paul describes this new relationship that we have with God in Romans chapter 5 verses 1 to 2. He writes, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Through Christ, we have access to God's grace, which empowers us to live a life that is pleasing to Him. We no longer have to strive to earn God's love and acceptance. It has already been freely given to us through Christ. This is a game changer for us as believers. As we journey through life, we will face challenges and obstacles. But we can face them with confidence, knowing that Christ is our game changer. He is the one who gives us strength, courage, and hope to overcome every obstacle. Christ's game-changing power extends beyond our personal lives. He has also changed the course of history. Through His teachings, His life, and His death, He has inspired millions of people to love and serve others. He has brought about social and political change, and His message of love and forgiveness has transformed the world. One of the most powerful examples of Christ's impact on the world is the abolition of slavery. For centuries, slavery was a widespread practice around the world. It was considered acceptable and even justified by some. But through the work of Christians, such as William Wilberforce and Harriet Tubman, through the inspiration of Christ's teachings, slavery was abolished in many parts of the world. In his letter to the Galatians, in Galatians chapter 3 verse 28, Paul writes, "There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Christ's message of love and equality has inspired people to work for justice and freedom for all. As we reflect on Christ's game-changing power, let us remember that He is not just a historical figure or a religious icon. He is a living, active presence in our lives. He is the one who gives us hope, strength, and courage to face every challenge. He is the one who transforms our hearts and minds and enables us to live a life that is pleasing to God. Let us also remember that we are called to be game changers in our own way. We are called to be agents of God's love and grace in the world. We can be game changers in our families, our communities, and our workplaces. We can make a difference in the world by following Christ's example of love, compassion, and service. Christ is the ultimate game changer. His game-changing power has transformed our lives, our world, and our destiny. Let us put our trust in Him and live a life that reflects His love and grace. As we go today, may we live a life that truly matters and that will make a lasting impact in the world. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You today in awe of Your great love and grace that You have shown us through Your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank You for sending Him to be our ultimate game changer, who has transformed our lives and the world around us. Lord, we ask that You give us the strength and courage to follow in Christ's footsteps and be agents of Your love and grace in the world. Help us to be game changers in our families, communities, and workplaces, and make a difference in the lives of those around us. We pray that as we reflect on the power of Christ as our game changer, we will be filled with hope, peace, and joy. May we be reminded that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength and that He will meet all our needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank You for Your transformative power and we declare that it changes every circumstance in our lives for good today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 5, chapter 6 and chapter 7. And for the evening, Mark chapter 12 verse 1 to 27. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.